broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Elvis Marchand. For my next guest, coming from Darien, Illinois, we have a clinical psychologist and owner of Spectrum Psychological Services. Please welcome Dr. Erica Essery. Dr. Erica Essery, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem. Thanks for coming on board. And why don't you just start with telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do exactly?
So I'm a clinical psychologist, and I am also a certified advanced alcohol and drug counselor. So I've had extra training for substance use disorders. And I am the owner of Spectrum Psychological Services, which is a private practice in Darien, Illinois. I opened in 2017, so we're going on year two now, and I provide individual and relationship therapy for adults, as well as psychological testing, consultation, and supervision for clinicians working on licensure or certifications like the one that I have for alcohol and drug counseling.
Gotcha. Now, where did you get started with this line of work?
So, fun fact, I did not grow up wanting to be a psychologist per se, and my undergraduate degrees actually aren't in psychology. My bachelor's is in history, and I was pursuing a different path at the time. I wanted to go into Egyptology, but I realized that that was not the path for me. And I worked in the mortgage business for a while, and during that time, I took some time to consider what I wanted to do next career-wise, and I made the decision that I wanted to go back to working with people and understanding them and helping them with their issues, because that's something that I also cared about. But again, my prior path was history related, and I really wanted to seek that first. But after that, I decided to go into psychology. So I enrolled in a doctoral program and left the financial side of things, and then became a psychologist.
Awesome. Now, you kind of mentioned you had a transition period from going into something new. What do you think it was that kind of really just sparked that desire to help people in this sort of way? Did you always kind of have that desire, and then later on down the road you found an outlet for that? How did that work?
I think as a layperson before going into the field professionally, I've witnessed a lot of suffering and pain around me, whether it's been, friends and family or just out there in the world, that I cared about what was happening to people, and essentially these inner demons that people were facing. And I knew ultimately that I wasn't going to be fulfilled in the work that I was doing in finance. And I also got to meet so many people while I was working in that profession. And because, mortgage lending is a stressful thing, I actually heard a lot of very personal stories, both with people that I worked with and customers, brokers, representatives. And I just thought, this is really the work that I want to do. I want to help people out of their pain. And that's what led me towards psychology.
Sounds good. Now, when people are reaching out to you, say, for the first time, and they're looking for your services, your help, what is it that you come across the most? What are the main issues that you see?
I would say I get a lot of contact around feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, a lot of anxiety. Sometimes it's depression. People may not call it that, but as we start to work together, it's clear that depression is something that's been in that person's life for a while, or has come in and out depending on their circumstances. And often that can be connected with substance use as a way to kind of deal with that overwhelm or depression. So those things can kind of come together in the work. And I also work a lot with the LGBTQIA community. So issues of gender identity, sexual identity, navigating coming out to people, transitioning in the workplace, in terms of medical transitioning, social transitioning, and, and how to navigate that with their partners and family members. So that's a little bit of the different types of things that I see in my work.
Gotcha. Now, why is it that you think so many people go to you for this? What kind of separates you from somebody else?
Well, I would say one of those things is the fact that I do have the additional certification and expertise in drug and alcohol counseling. So that's additional education that I went to do on my own above and beyond my licensure. I am licensed at the doctoral level, so I went through an entire doctoral program. So I've had a lot of education and experience in terms of understanding what's going on in a person's life and how to diagnose and treat them appropriately using a variety of different clinical approaches. And I also think that, my focus on the LGBTQIA community here in the Chicago suburbs is important because a lot of times people think that the only people who might be able to help them with these sorts of issues are going to be in the bigger city of Chicago. And being able to be an outlet for them here and them not having to travel all the way there has really been beneficial for people to know that there's someone out here that can understand them and be affirming.
Gotcha. Now, what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
They can go to my website, which is spectrum-psychological-services.com. I have information on there about the work that I do and who I work with. I also have a blog on there.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. Essery, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out to speak.
Thank you so much again for having me. Appreciate your time.
No problem. And for everyone else listening in, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.